later in the day?
I think it's like in the afternoon evening.
Okay.
The afternoon evening. Yeah, but so that's some unfortunate news, but the rest of Sunday is going to be cloudy and 61, which it sounds pretty cold to me. The rest of the week
That's Sunday?
Yeah.
I'm definitely, and anyone's welcome to join, getting a blueberry bagel and a pumpkin coffee.
Oh, I need to get a pumpkin coffee. Okay, well, better get that in on Sunday, because the rest of the week is steadily climbing into the mid to high 70s, and it's going to be perfectly sunny every day from Monday to Sunday.
That's beautiful.
As far as we know, you know. I'm not a fortune teller.
Yeah, you are.
But I'm an aspiring witch. Yeah, so, and Liv, do you have a bit of a news update for us?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the wildlife news is back for, you know, all of our Wildlife Corridor listeners. And something really exciting for my fishy roommate is that a once-endangered trout species has been restored.
What?
Okay, I'm sorry if I don't pronounce this. Would you say Apache?
Apache, yeah.
The Apache trout, which is Arizona's state fish, has been removed from the federal list of endangered and threatened species following more than 5 decades of recovery efforts.
Oh my god. That's amazing. Awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah. You know, they really stuck with it.
That might have been the fish I was in my past life, honestly.
Maybe.
One of the final few who was like, and now here I am seeing my species restored.
Do you feel connected to it?
Yeah, looking at that, I'm looking at a picture of like a very slimy kind of like his skin is
look at
so
his face.
Is so smooth. His
He's
face,
so happy.
He looks really happy. He has spots, speckles, even.
And that's a little bit of rainbow right there.
And he's tall,
he's like
me.
Iridescent.
Yeah, and he's iridescent.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is it.
I had a pair of earrings that reminded me a lot of him.
Oh my gosh! If you combine your green earrings with your fish earrings, it would literally be him.
Okay, everyone, go look up a picture of an Apache trout, so you're not feeling left out of this conversation.
If you want to read more about this, it's from U.S. News.
Yeah, that is just so refreshing to hear. I love animal news. Okay, yeah.
And if you love animal news, you can tune in every Friday at 9 p.m. and hear something new.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess it's time for me to move into my set.
Yes, please do.
And I'm starting off with this new... Oh, wow. This new song that I found recently that I really, really like. So, hopefully our listeners like it too, and it is called September Fields by Frazee Ford, so enjoy.
holding on so tight. You say that's what you have been given. A whole lot of nothing for your time. And have you sinking down in your bones?
Let me out or let me in.
Just listening to Charmed by I should have like prepared how would you say this? Is that just like
Stella?
Is that like a Greek?
I don't know. It's like that symbol in math that means like do it a bunch of times, you know what I mean? Like everything between here and here.
Yeah, so I don't know really how to pronounce that, but also by Red and No. And before that was Tom by Lunar Vacation, which was a new release, and they are releasing an album very soon. So if you liked that, they have a few other songs out now from that album, and then they're gonna release the full album. And then before that was All I Ever Asked by Rachel Chinoriri. And sorry, I'm not being a good DJ. And I just a quick anecdote about that was this song
this summer, I, like, added to my liked songs. Like, if song came on that I liked, I was just like, let me revisit that, and I liked it. Mm-hmm. And then I went to my liked songs, and I realized that I liked it twice, but, like, it was just, like, a different release. Like, it must, the first one must have been, like, the EP or whatever, and then from the album. And I was like, wow, I must have really liked this.
Because
I
liked
it without knowing that it was the same song. I liked it twice, so...
That's, like, that thing we were talking about, how, like, when you, like, add a song and then you, like, don't recognize it and then you're, like, you go to play it. Or, like, you don't remember it, but then you go to play it again.
And then you're like, wait, this is
there was something there. Like, yeah. I was right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it was, like, exactly that. And then before that was September Fields by Frazee Ford. And, yeah, now we're gonna get into... our ins and outs of just our lives right now.
This is a big deal, I feel like, because we haven't done it in a while. People haven't been sure what to think about things or like what direction they should gravitate towards. So don't worry, we are here to help.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I just had an idea. If you think of something that you're on the fence about... you should chat us and we'll tell you if we think it's in and out. And you can listen to our opinions about what we bring up right now and decide if you want to trust us or not. And you don't have to trust us.
Because like, believe me, we're not.
Yeah, actually, don't believe what we say. But
if you just want to hear what we think about something.
Mm-hmm. I would love to know you what people are thinking about. Yeah, wrv.org. Okay, anyway. What's your first... whatever you want to share.
Okay, honestly, like, I started making a list, and I was, like, the underlying theme here is creepy, like, creepy witchy. Like, I don't know if you've noticed, I've been calling every time I, like, do something kind of awkward, I'm like, oh my god, I'm being so creepy right now. Yeah. Or I'm like, that's creepy, like, that's been a big word for me.
I think, I love when you say that, I think it's such a funny and good way to describe like certain things, like when you just do something really weird and you're like you could just be like, oh, I was just so awkward, but instead like saying you're being creepy is like so
it's like
funny.
The same vibe as like sinister. Yeah, like, it's like adding like a little bit of dimension.
It gives like
to
a
it.
Little more context. Yeah, like it wasn't just like an awkward situation, like you were being really weird. You made someone else uncomfortable.
So, yeah. So, here are some creepy things that I'm into lately. Describing stuff as demonic. Mm-hmm. Describing people as demonic.
Yeah, we were discussing
that's an
this.
Out for Liv.
Because
I called her demonic.
I got that a couple of times.
candle wax. I just think mm-hmm. there's something there.
Yeah, but we haven't really been doing a good
job.
No,
we haven't, because my candle sticks... are like non-drip or something, so we have to tip them ourselves to make them drip. And there's been an ongoing journey for me trying to find candlestick holders, and that quest hasn't yet been realized yet. I have one candlestick holder, but I need like six to like get the vibe that I'm going for.
Should look on Etsy.
I know. Oh, believe me, I have. I've just like,
and you can't find any.
No,
well,
like in this journey I've realized that like it's like I went in thinking I want candlestick holders. The farther I got, the less I knew about my relationship to candlestick holders, what a candlestick holder even traditionally looks like, mm-hmm. what I'm looking for in a candlestick holder.
I really
holder.
Want you like- to get one that's in the wall, and then the candlestick is up. I think that would be so good next to our door.
Yeah. No, it would. It's just, like, everything I knew about candlesticks has been flipped upside down, because I'm like, wait, it is, they are kind of, like, tall and, like, crazy and witchy like inherently, and when I was like just looking at like simple ones, I was like, this isn't even like right, this is like some like tacky like and it's not tacky but like,
so you have to go,
I'm just
like to a thrift store or something.
I just need to find out what my journey is actually going to be with candlesticks, and I know that that's pretty unspecific, but that's
I think
the
that's
best,
pretty specific
that's the best
I don't think many people are experiencing this journey.
I'm like, guys, I know everyone goes through this. Like, I know you're going to say, like, I've already
this
done
is so
that,
basic.
Whatever. Like, it's basic. But, like, I just need to get there on my own.
Everyone goes through this journey. DJ Jester, you'll find it.
I'm at that point. You'll find your candlestick. At that point in my life, like, it happens to everyone. I'm just experiencing it all for the first time. Okay. Sorry, enough about that. Like, I could talk and talk and talk about candlesticks.
This is so interesting. I, like, knew that you were thinking about them, but I didn't know it was this important to you. Honestly, and now that I know, I'm going to pay more attention.
Honestly, my mom has been, like, the primary, like, receiver of this. Like, every time this summer she's been, like, what do we need to get for, like, back to school, your apartment, like, this and that. I'm like, candlestick holders. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I know, but what about, like, furniture?
What about, like,
and I'm like, I can't even, like, devote any energy to that right now. Okay, done with that. Earrings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm including mm-hmm. this in creepy because it's witchy to have, like, dangly earrings. And I just got my ears pierced this summer,
which is huge.
Like, it's been so fun for me. I've been changing my earrings every day. A lot of people have just been like my friends have been like, I like your earrings. And I'm like, yep, just got them pierced.
Yeah. And I know, I didn't even notice. I think I probably complimented like 4 pairs of earrings before I was like, wait a minute, this is new.
I know. It's so fun. Like, I'm a very big, like, accessory lover. And it's, like, mm-hmm. just crazy that I just haven't gotten around to it yet. No, so, yeah.
Earrings are most fun. I think earrings are something that will never go out for me.
Yeah. They're like a pretty timeless. Yeah, I don't even know if they can be considered a trend, but it's a trend for me because it hasn't been yet. Okay, you can say some.
Okay.
Because I'm just going on and on and on.
Okay. I have mine are different. Mine are okay, not as fun. One thing for me that's really in. And you probably haven't noticed this because I haven't, like, really been indulging in this since I got to school. But I'm, like, obsessed with English muffins.
What?
Like, I'm super, like, I don't know. I just, like, something about them, like, I love them. And I don't, like, I used to hate English muffins. So I think it was, like, this big dramatic turn for me that I was, like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm, like, obsessed. You know and what? I really want to bake them myself, but it's so complicated.
English muffins are that girl because they're so unassuming. But, like, the second you have one, you're, like, what even?
Yeah, like, it's just so good.
And, you know, they have, like, breakfast sandwiches on English muffins at Henry Street. And they're like,
are they good?
Yeah,
I haven't gotten them. I've seen that they have that though.
Check it.
Yeah, it's so good.
Okay. Shout out.
Another one, and this is something I haven't done yet, but it's something that if it works out for me, which it already once didn't work out for me, but I have another try, and it's going to the library to use the textbook instead of buying the textbook.
Okay.
And one of my classes, I went to the library to use the textbook and they didn't have it. I requested it because I'm like, why don't you have it?
Yeah.
It's the 5th edition when I need the 6th, but I'm sure it's the same. But in another class, she wrote in the syllabus, like, this is available at the library. So I'm like, I'm totally going to go to the library and just use a textbook. That's going to be really fun.
I did that last semester for a class.
Really?
Yeah.
And did it work out for you?
It did, but there were, like, 2 copies of it, and there was, like, 15 people in the class or something, and I would always check it out, like, right before the period, and often that didn't work out for me. But people in my class would have sometimes pictures of the pages, so.
Well, that's what I was also thinking I would do.
Yeah. Just take pictures
so
of the
that's
pages. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another in for me.
Yeah,
I also
hack.
Wrote yeah if they have it though. I guess they don't. They should have all the textbooks.
Well, I'm sure.
Isn't
they have
the point
it yeah.
Well, it said that they have one but it wasn't available, but it said it wasn't available until January, so I'm like, no way someone could, like, check it out for the whole. I don't know. Not
I don't
that
know.
Worried about it. I also wrote before all of this, which we talked a lot about witches, but I did write, like, witchy vibe when I made this earlier.
Yeah. It's so true. That just goes to show how
yeah
true
it's
it is.
Just true. I don't know. I have, like, another one that's, like, kind of serious and I don't really want to talk about it, so I'm gonna say
it's private.
One thing that I think is in for both DJ Jess and I, is flip-flops.
Yes!
We really have been into our flip-flops this semester.
That's crazy. I was thinking of putting flipping on my in list and flopping on my out list. Yeah. Can you tell the story?
Yeah, of course. One of my favorite stories. When I was little, I would go to my grandma's house with my two cousins, and we would go on a walk. Like, we called it, like, walking on the seawall because she, like, lives on a beach, blah, blah, blah. So we would go walk on the seawall, and my cousin only had flip-flops that day, and my grandma was like, you can't wear flip-flops on the walk. And he's like, what am I supposed to do? Like, these are all I have. She was like, you know what they say, like, if you flip, you flop.
If you flip, you flop.
And sure enough. Like, this is a true story. That day, we were walking up the stairs, Andrew tripped and fell in his flip-flops. And she was like, I told you, if you flip, you flop. And that literally, like, has stuck in my head, like, since then. If you flip, you flop. Like, I think about it all. If I'm walking up the stairs in flip-flops, I'm thinking, if you flip, you flop.
And now I think about it all the time, and I think about it just in terms of, like, anything. Like, it jumps into my head all the time. Like Like, yeah. Anytime I'm doing so, it's kind of like F around and find out, I feel like. Like, it's taken that role in my head. Like, anytime I'm, like, doing something slightly sinister, I'm like, well, girl, if you flip, you flop. And it kind of straightens me out. Like,
if you're making that risk.
Like, yeah, like.
But then you might not flop, you know?
Yeah.
I've walked up the stairs many times without flopping in my flips. And then I brought this story up, like, recently this summer to her, and I was wearing flip-flops. And every time she, like, talked about it or, like, oh.
That clash of clans.
Sorry. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. she kept calling them flippy flops instead of flip flops, and I just thought it was really funny.
That's
She's like,
better.
In your flippy flops. I'm like, yeah, I am in my flippy flops. And so I brought my flippy flops to school, and sure enough, my bestie was also really into flippy flops at the same time. So
you know us.
We've been flipping and flopping.
More flipping, less flopping. Wait, yeah. This just reminded me of something I wanted to bring up that's also been running through my head. Mm-hmm. And I've talked about this to Liv before, but our friend Sophie was like telling us was telling this story about how, like, her job, like, they, like, apparently they fire people all the time, like, for no reason, and they, like, called her and tried to fire her. She's like, this is about to be in first person because I, like, need you to understand. Mm-hmm. She's like, I called them and I said, you are not to let me go. And, like, literally, I just, like, the so phrasing powerful. Of that was so powerful. You are not to let me
yeah,
go.
Yeah, like, there's no option there. It's like, yeah, okay, well, we can't then. Like, we're not to do that.
And I couldn't even, like, we were walking back, and I was like, what was the phrasing of that? Like, it's so important to me. I couldn't even remember it. Like, it's like when you're, like, learning stuff in chemistry, and you're like, well, if I can't even, like, memorize this and understand this, and it's in a textbook, how did people, like, come up with this? That's how it felt. That's how it felt when I'm walking home, and I can't even, like, remember what she said, but I'm like, it was so profound. Like, and I can't even, like, replicate it. Like, she
have
just...
Have you tried to, like, use that in your life since then?
You are not to let me go.
I mean, I guess, like...
It's very, like...
Like, you're not to do this.
I feel like
you're
it...
You're not to...
I really like that you are not to. Yeah. Like, I haven't come across it yet. I like thinking about you are not to let me go in terms of, like, a person. Like, mm-hmm. You are not to let
yeah.
me go.
Like, just, that like, would be just so such you know, a mistake.
That would be very wrong on your part.
Yeah.
Like, I've just yeah, been thinking about it in terms
part,
of that.
On your part, like, that's your problem.
Yeah. So that's, I guess
really
that's
sorry.
In. You are not to
you
let
are
me go.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, speaking that, like, confidently, like.
Yeah, and by the way, they didn't fire her.
Yeah, oh no, they did not. She was the only one who stuck around.
Yeah, she was like their longest running employee. Yeah, should we do our outs? Should we save it for next break?
I really want to hear yours, but I don't have good ones.
Okay, we'll save our outs till next break. We'll kind of split it up.
Okay, good idea. Let's see what we have next. So, if you've been listening for a long time, you know that I really like Olivia Dean and Maggie Rogers, and I really wanted to share this with the fans of Wildlife Corridor. So, next up is Carmen by Olivia Dean.
Imagine a young person flying on the plane for the first time in this 40,000 mile ride. It was very scary.
First time on a plane, 18, you came, you found the door and held it open. No way to know how to make a hole in someone else's motherland. You transplanted a family tree, and a part of it grew into me. You're stronger than I'll ever be. Never got a jubilee. I'll throw it for you. Come in, come in. I will. The only place I wanna stand, holding on to grandma's hands. Let down the door. You come in, come in. I will. Come in, come in. Look at all the trouble that you made. Carved your initials in the side.
Right? My father said, you see, you were good for 5 years, and it's 15 years.
Hi. You were just listening. That was me trying to switch up because I already, with the last set, when I was like, all right, I was like, it like brought me back. And I was like, that's the only thing I say every time. But I didn't like what I just did. So I'm going to think of something else. And you were just listening to Magpie by Peach Pit, which is a new release. And before that was Falling Water by Maggie Rogers. And that's my favorite Maggie Rogers song. And then before that was Carmen by Olivia Dean. And it was a short set because DJ Jester and I just couldn't wait to talk again to our listeners. And we need to talk about our outs. And yeah, do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go. Okay, I have two, like, important ones.
Okay.
This one is, I'm kind of asking your opinion. Well, okay. This is something that I do a lot. I wonder if you've noticed. I'll be, like, telling a story, usually about something that, like, happened to me that's kind of, like, out of the ordinary. Every time I finish the story, I'm like, this is how I end it. And I was like, okay.
Wait, that's an out? I feel like I do that too, and I like doing that.
Okay, I like doing it, but I'm like, is there something more we could, like, we could do instead to kind of, like, tie it together?
No, I love it. I think it's perfect.
Okay. So, see, I was kind of wondering if you think that, if you thought it was an out, because I was thinking about it, and I was like, but I like doing that, and I feel like you can convey a lot in the, like, tone of the okay.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Okay. Yeah, like, you know, like, I'm not gonna go through it, but there's, like, a lot of options.
Yeah, no, it tells you, like, exactly what you were thinking. Like,
yeah.
And this is what I was like. And this is how I reacted.
Yeah.
Okay.
And usually, it's very true. Like,
yeah.
A lot of times, something happens, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay. So, anyway, I guess that's not an out. Moving on. My next, this is one I just thought of. You know when people are, like, telling you about someone they know, and they're like, oh, they're so nice, they're so chill. Don't say that, because that's way too wide of a range, because sometimes if you don't know what to say about someone, you just say they're nice.
Mm-hmm.
Some people actually are nice, and that is the way you need to describe them.
You have to save it for them.
Let's be specific. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think if they actually
even if
are,
they are
nice,
don't
say they're nice. I think nice should be reserved for people who you don't have much else to say about.
Mm-hmm.
If they actually are nice and that's, like, their primary trait, be like, they are sunshine, like, lighting up a shady corner of the room. Sorry, I, like, tried to do, like, a description in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, even, like, I see what you mean.
Like, they are, like, positively, like, the most, like, shining, blushing person I've ever, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, you have to dress it up a little bit, I think. Like, nice and chill.
Yeah,
chill,
but
chill is, like,
okay,
some people
yeah.
actually are chill, and then if you just say, oh, they're chill, that means they're neutral.
They're, yeah.
If they're actually chill, be like...
Well, I feel like you can tell based on, which I agree.
Yeah.
But, like, if I was talking to you and you were, like, the way that you would say they're chill, I would understand if you...
Yeah,
like,
that's true. Like, people already are, like...
But, yeah, you don't want to be like, oh, yeah, if you say they're chill, that actually is just, like, okay, they're, like,
I'm
they're
like,
neutral,
so,
yeah, they're fine. I don't
yeah,
really have
fine.
A strong opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I guess let's get a little more descriptive
so
when we're talking about people.
Yeah, so, okay. Chill and nice are out. I know, I remember when I first started hanging out with my friend Nate, and it was, like, me, Nate, and Ellie were, like, a little squad, and he told someone that I was, like, really nice, and it got back to me, and I was, like, you said I was nice?
Yeah, why
like,
is
that's
that, like,
what you said about me?
Like,
that's what
okay?
you think?
I was, like, okay. Like,
so you actually don't have an opinion on me? Like, yeah, so I actually totally know what you mean. And it's, I don't want to be on the other end of that.
Yeah, I mean... That's, like, heartbreaking to find out someone thinks you're, like, nice.
Nice, yeah, okay. That means you barely like me. That's a good one. My out... I'm just going to share one out because there's only one that I cared about. And that's cooking scrambled eggs right now.
Yeah.
Because this is DJ Jesse and I are like struggling over here. Like, why do our eggs like stick to the freaking pan? We're not like, I put butter in the pan. Like, what's the prob?
They're also like borderline nonstick pans. So I'm like, where's the disconnect here? Like,
yeah, it makes no sense. So I'm like done with them. But I'm a, I like to have scrambled eggs. I don't like to eat just like eggs. I hate. No, okay, I shouldn't say hate, but I really don't like just eating like a cooked fried egg.
I think it's eggs so are kind of out for me right now, except for last night after soccer tryouts. Other than that,
it's kind of hard for us because we're always throwing eggs here and there, you know? Egg bowl this.
Yeah, and I mean, because Libby Boombox, well, protein is like very big for us right now. Like,
yeah, we're both really
chasing gains. Game.
But like we say that, but we do like the absolute bare minimum to get that protein. We're like, dude, just was like, I just bought chocolate milk.
And it had 16 grams of protein.
Which is actually really good.
Which is a lot. And
see, but that's not actually good. If you talk to like actual protein people, like they're hitting like 140 grams
a
day.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure people who are like into that like literally get a gram of protein for every pound of body weight every day.
Yeah, that's actually crazy. I probably hit like 30 a day. Maybe. Like, actually, maybe.
We're, like, I kind of love when we,
but
like,
we're, like, oh, so much protein in this.
I'm, like, Liv was really hyping me up today. She's, like, oh, my God, like, you actually got, like, probably, like, 50 grams of protein today. Like, that is so good. And it's, like, yeah, for a meal, like, I had a protein bar and chocolate milk. Like, that's not, like, let's not call this more than it is.
And also, like, DJ Jester is so active. You probably need, like, well, what do you think is the most important, like, nutrition thing for being active? Is it protein?
Probably protein.
Or do you think it's just, like,
carbs?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess probably carbs for, like, energy is the most important. But then, like, you don't want, like, empty. Like, you want there to be some, like,
yeah,
some muscle potential there. I don't know what I'm saying. Like,
I don't,
what?
Yeah, I don't really
what
know.
Are we even talking about?
I don't know.
But yeah, the eggs thing, like, obviously they're very important to both of our lifestyles since we are chasing these mm-hmm. types of gains. But
yeah, so we, it's I really guess hard.
I guess we just need to, like, get through this, and I'm not really sure what the solution is going to be, but we'll keep you updated.
Yeah. I have no idea. So, I have an 8-minute song and we have 5 minutes left.
Just get it started.
All right, we're just going to get started because this is a new release and I really want everyone to hear it.
And you can
it.
Listen to the rest on your own time. That's oh our that's, assignment for you.
Yeah, okay. Yep, homework, and we're going to quiz you. Actually, no, homework is to build up your confidence to chat us. I think you're all a little bit scared, and that's fine.
You guys
fine.
Are seeming shy. Let me remind you that we're all friends here.
Yep. Best friends. Okay, this is The Cowboy Returns by Sneaky Miles.
Cliff, but I was looking behind when it fell 50 feet into the river below. I let the water take me till the current slowed. Not sure if I was living or if I was a ghost. I wandered through the valley.
fading into the pines. I stumbled up the mountain as day turned to night, and took my final breath under a starry sky. And that's when I saw something I'll never forget. A star fell from the heavens and stopped over my head, and in a beam of light the angel pulled me from death. It washed my wounds away, and now I'm here to stay. All I ever wanted was the world for you. I couldn't buy it, so I stole it. Now it's time to move. The life we had before can never return. Before me, I knew something was wrong. Don't know how I was alive, but I had to move on. Well, the sun burned high before I saw the town. There was something going on, the folks were gathered round. That's when I saw my baby hanging over the ground. Never reclaim. All I ever wanted was the world for you. I couldn't buy it, so I stole it. Now it's time to move. The life we had before can never return, but I will.